is. It's me. It me. Isn't that what the kids say now? It me. I'm drinking a coffee. And I'm walking down the street, Roscoe. Oh. Passing a Biden for president sign. I get emails from him every single day asking for money. And the thing is, I always reply. I don't know why I reply, like anybody's going to read the reply. But the email address doesn't say no reply. It says like feedback or something. So I reply and I always say the same thing. You don't get a penny from me until you support Medicare for All. And I don't get any reply. I don't get Medicare for All either. Get shit. No, I say, you don't get any money from me unless you support Medicare for All during, all caps, during a pandemic. But nothing. I'm just helping him win. But speaking of healthcare, you know, I have medical issues, audience. And, by the way, before I get to that, I was chatting on Twitter with Bicycle Market, reminded me that I don't think I ever mentioned the fact that Ron Blum was sued for upwards of $400,000, $500,000, something like that, for by one of his advertisers from Mevio / Podshow for, guess what, pop-unders. Cheryl and I used to joke about that all the time years ago, how Mevio would play, you know, they sold ads, and the ads didn't actually, like, weren't actually seen by human beings. They were played underneath shows. So they would play the ads like, you know, you're on their website, and it would play the ad underneath the website, a pop-under, basically. And then they would charge the advertiser for an ad that nobody sees. So they would pay, like, some company, you know, some sleazy company money to, like, play their ads underneath a website. Just to, like, trick the advertiser. And these are, like, big-name advertisers into... God, this smells. So much dog shit everywhere. Tricked them into paying for the ads and went completely under the radar, you know. But it just reminded me of that whole scam about how Ron Blum and Adam Curry started that company, Podshow. I worked for them and, you know, they fucked over the podcasting industry. They really did. They sold it out big time. They gave it to Apple. They gave control to Apple. To the whole podcasting movement, the directory, everything. Dirtbags. Never really had to publicly suffer for it. That whole lawsuit has gone completely under the radar. The only reason I found out about it is because I have a friend who was searching some legal databases and found it. So, kind of interesting. If I had more energy, I'd talk about that, but I don't. Because I've been suffering from the cluster headaches again. They used to happen like every 6 months. Now it seems to be every 2 years. And not only do I have to battle with the pain of that, I have to battle with the insurance, healthcare, medical industry, that whole thing. I finally went to the doctor and I couldn't go into the office because it's closed. They only do like Zoom appointments, so I did a Zoom appointment. And normally I would get a steroid shot in my ass, which can sort of break the cycle of the headaches. But the doctor's reluctant to do it because, or the physician assistant, because they said that The steroid reduces your immunity, so it can cause issues with COVID, you know, being rampant. I guess it makes you more likely to get it, or more likely to, if you do have it, have a serious reaction, something like that. So they're prescribing some new drug, which, even though it's on my insurance company's formulary, it was rejected by the insurance company, you know, to the pharmacy, so they have to make phone calls and contact the doctor. And meanwhile, it's fucking urgent. Oh, and then there's the issue of oxygen, which is really what I need to abort it. And that's a fucking nightmare. I think that took me like weeks to get last time, which was too late by the time I got it. And this time, the doctor said the nurse would call, or the physician assistant said the nurse would call me to arrange the oxygen. That call never happened. So now I have to spend a day, or at least part of the day, battling that doctor's office. And I imagine they'll probably say, oh, we sent it to the oxygen supplier, but I already know I'm not going to use the one I used last time because it was horrible. And it wasn't covered anyway, so I'm just going to use the one I used to use like 10 years ago, Fitzsimmons Home Medical, because they were good before. But it's not covered at all with them, so, so I have to pay out of pocket. I have to pay for my oxygen. And, you know, on top of everything else, it's excruciating pain, and it just sucks. You know, and then there's other medications, and it's just, I have to apply for copay cards, and just, it's fucking ridiculous. And I'm supposed to vote for a presidential candidate who supports this system, who likes it, who thinks it's good, doesn't want to change it. He doesn't want to change this. Certainly not this part of it. He thinks it's fine. He thinks, oh, well, we just need more coverage, so we'll get that Medicare buy-in. What is that called? Public option. So allow a few more people to buy into this shitty system, which still leaves millions uninsured. Millions more underinsured. I consider myself underinsured. This is crap. I don't get what I need. This is bullshit. I don't have a single medication that I asked for that I need yet. I'm still waiting. Excruciating pain. Not constantly, or I wouldn't be talking to you right now, but it's on and off. Then I got fucking assholes who just harass me on Twitter because I have opinions. For example, I don't think Woody Allen's guilty, and certain cunts come after me, calling me nasty names, like miserable cunt, because I choose to get the facts and make decisions on the facts. Alec Baldwin did an interview with Woody Allen, and it was so interesting to see in the comments all these people judging him and just saying, oh, I'll never talk to you, I'll never listen to you again, you're a horrible person because you're supporting Woody Allen, just by giving the guy a fucking voice. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with people? And it would be one thing if those people were making informed opinions, but they're not, because they all said so much stuff that's just counterfactual. Many people in the comments, this was on an Instagram post where he posted about the interview where Alec did, and then they say stuff like, he married his wife's daughter. Not true. He married his stepdaughter. Not true. Mia Farrow and Woody Allen were never married, and they never even lived together. It was his girlfriend's daughter. And she wasn't underage. And he wasn't officially accused, I believe. He certainly wasn't convicted of any molestation, and it wasn't true, in my mind. You can make your own decision. But if you're not going to get the facts, and you don't even know the basic facts about the guy, then you're obviously making a decision based on emotion, based on somebody's coverage, and maybe a few blurbs and Twitter posts. And I don't understand all that righteous anger, just destroying people, you know, just getting on that, you know, whatever it is, zeitgeist of just fucking up people's lives. You know, just because somebody's famous doesn't mean you get to fuck up their life. Because you just believe something. Well, you can believe in some dumbass religion. That doesn't mean it's fucking true. And don't call me names because you don't fucking read. Make your own goddamn decision. Keep it to yourself. I don't give a shit. Put it on your own Twitter. Anyway, I had a blocker. Sick of it. When I feel this way, when I get in a cluster and the pain is unbearable, these kind of thoughts make it worse. When I have to think about these fucking assholes, you know. I've gotten the information from both sides as much as I can, and I believe Woody's telling the truth. I think the facts are overwhelmingly in his favor. And you can make your own decision. I don't give a shit. But I don't recommend making a decision based on emotional tweets from people who were probably abused themselves and basically project all the anger of their abusers onto Woody Allen. Plus, he's ugly, and I think that doesn't help his case. I'm sick of this bullshit. I'm sick of all this groupthink and people that are brainwashed and they think they're too smart to be brainwashed. I would say to people, whatever it is that you're certain of, question it. Question everything you're certain of. Please, question something about yourself. It's weird the way that people are. I don't get it. Just so vitriolic and certain, and all these people I see making their Instagram black, which is fine, but if that's all you're doing and that's the extent of your protest, and then you're bullshit. You're just bullshit, because that doesn't fucking mean anything. It's just bullshit. So, oh, I thought I wasn't recording for a second, but I am. Anyway, just taking a quick break from work, a little walk, and I don't know what's in store for the rest of the day, probably depression, so, and work. I don't know. And calling the doctor's office to beg for oxygen. God, it's fucking unbearable. Oh, and by the way, thanks to those of you who donated. You can donate to me, rishi@hotmail.com for PayPal, and $bloatedlesbian on Cash App is the best way. Because I don't think there's any fees involved for anyone. $bloatedlesbian on Cash App. You're wonderful. I appreciate you. I'll name you when I'm... Well, wait. Let's see. I guess I can stop and look now. So, people that donated on Cash App, let me see. Jacob and Patrick, thank you. Yeah, very much. Let me look at my PayPal. Let me look. Oh, there's a Mary waiting for her coffee. Let's see. Nicholas, thank you. Robert, thank you. David, thank you. Auntie, thank you. Brady, thank you. And Brendan, thank you. Talk to you later. I'm going to leave this on so you can hear the sounds of Queens. Oh, and by the way, all in my neighborhood, all these stores are boarded up because they're afraid of riots. And to me, that just, all I see is fear of black people. That's just what it looks like to me. They saw a few news reports of looting. That shit hasn't happened here. I mean, there was one ATM, two ATMs that got broken into it. But all these stores are boarded up completely. It's ridiculous. It just shows you how powerful the media is, I guess, and how powerful fear is and all that shit. Oh, my phone's ringing at the clinic. Hello?
Looking in the mirror, brushing my hair, all of a sudden a voice, "I come from God and you have nothing to be afraid of." With one big war whoop, dropped the brush, ran down the stairs, and ran to my grandmother.
"Does this look like an elementary school to you? What is this? Do you think anybody that went to that elementary school can afford to live in these lots?
No!
Were they built for the community?
No!
Hell fucking no!"
"One of the janitors who worked there ended up being homeless, sleeping out front."
Joe, where is he?
"I don't know if he's here today, but we did defense of the homeless here several years."
"Thank you all so much for being here."
As we wait for the rest of the protesters to join us, I want everyone to take a moment of silence. I don't care how long it takes. There was a 10-minute video of George Floyd dying. We have to be silent for 10 minutes. I'll be silent for 10 fucking minutes.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Thank you again for coming.
My name is Tatiana Shante. I was the one that organized this. Sadness and anger, and I'm so happy to see so many people here. I didn't think anyone would show up, so this is a surprise. Please, 1 second. I need to speak before I start crying again. I'm so fucking angry right now because why the fuck can we have a protest on the north side and barely see a police officer in sight, but when we go downtown to the south side, on the west side, on the suburbs, they're everywhere and they're hitting us and beating us and shooting at us and killing us. I knew this would fucking happen, and I did this partially to show the world that white privilege is real. The cops are here to protect its North Side residents and its North Side residents only. They don't give a shit about anyone else. I'm not from Chicago, but I see this all over the fucking country. Same country. Country, bro. Look at this fucking building. Everyone, look at this fucking building.
Take back our school!
Oh, yeah, James Kappelman. James Kappelman!
Fuck James Kappelman!
Go! Yourself, James Kappelman. James Kappelman is responsible for displacing all of the black people that lived, grew up in Uptown. Why the fuck are you spending all this money on a fucking train stop, but you can't build affordable housing? Did you know in the city of Chicago, if developers buy property and decide to build luxury apartments, they are required to spend at least 30% of that money that they spent building these luxury apartments on affordable housing? Do you see affordable housing anywhere?
No!
So why isn't anyone doing anything? Lori Lightfoot, where the fuck are you?
Yeah!
You think you're hot shit because you were a meme, okay? Why the fuck did you put up the bridges? Why did you shut down the CTA? Why are you making it harder for people to speak the fucking truth? Lori Lightfoot ain't shit. She's not her fucking friend. Lori Lightfoot is a fucking cop, and she is here to hurt black and brown people. I don't care if she's a lesbian. I'm fucking queer and trans as fuck. Being gay or queer does not exclude you from being racist. I live in Boys Town, and I have for the past 3 years. And I probably... No, I've encountered so much fucking racism in progress, sidetrack,
Roscoe's, all of those stupid fucking bars. Those ignorant white gays that like to think just because they're gay that they are not racist. You have privilege. Fucking use it to be here with us. I do see some here in the crowd with us, but not enough. I saw more walking the streets this past week while we're supposed to be in a stay-at-home order with their masks off, laughing, smiling, drinking margaritas, going to the beach. Where the fuck are they? Where the fuck are they? I've spoken enough. I want to give this chance to any black people that want to come forward and say something. White people, this is not your chance to speak. You've been speaking for way too fucking long. So, close your mouths, open your ears, take a knee, sit down. Yes. I'm going to have Frankie. Frankie was out there chanting with me while we were walking. This is Frankie. I'm going to pass the mic to him first.
Because this isn't about me in any way. This is about every single person here today. Yes. See, we don't have it all together, but together we have it all. So I just wanted to start that off, making sure we understand why we're here. Yep. For no reason, we're here with a purpose.
Yep.
So don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Yep. They'll criticize you.
Yes.
They'll be like, "Why are you with the movement? When you got passion in your heart, you can't shut up. Today is proof. Today is proof that we sit, we stand, we walk, and we march in the name of each other.
Come on.
A victim myself of how the cops take their authority, and it's like they're no longer human beings. And I'm not here to fight the cops. I'm not. But there's good cops, bad cops, but until the good cops take care of the bad cops, you're all bad. And I say this with a heart. Until you keep each other accountable.
Yes.
Until you keep each other accountable. Everybody's responsible.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. You tell us to get our act together. You tell us to get our act together and hold ourselves accountable. You guys owe us the same.
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
So I don't want to take any more time. All I want to say is I love you guys, man.
We love you! One love, baby! One love!
What's his name?
George Floyd!
Say his name!
George Floyd!
What's his name?
George Floyd!
Say his name!
George Floyd!
What's his name?
George Floyd!
Say his name!
George Floyd!
What's his name?
George Floyd!
Say his name!
George Floyd!
What's his name?
George Floyd!
Say his name!
George Floyd!
George Floyd!
Say one final thing before I go. The media is not going to show this.
No!
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 We got to show
this. The media is not going to show this.
Yes! Yes!
You know what they're going to show?
Violence.
They're going to show us breaking in. They're going to call us riot. They're going to call us looters.
Yep.
And I ain't even mad at you, but I'll tell you what. The spirit in which we do what we do is demand freedom. But just like
Martin Luther King
said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
MLK, baby!
And I want to leave with a quote.
Yes. This guy's incredible.
I want to leave with a quote.
This guy's incredible.
It's a quote that stuck with me forever. Martin Luther King said something that was very profound to me. He said, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in times of comfort or confidence, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. This is character right here.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Thank you,
Chris. We're gonna get through this together. I just want to let you all know there are riot cops on the way. So,
yo, you're incredible. You're a fucking leader, bro. I need to get your Instagram or something. What is it?
Frankie Fubble.
So, let's all remember, cops are not our friends. They're not here to keep the peace. I mean, we're fucking peaceful right now. Started out peaceful until the cops show up. Is that a fucking coincidence? I don't fucking think so. Alright, I want to give the mic to anyone else who can speak. I see you guys have your mic over here. Do you guys want to break that or do you want to? Yeah.
There's somebody behind you.
Oh, wait. We'll wait till after.
What's up, my guy?
I'm planning on doing it today. Now that I'm out here, I'm inspired, man.
Yeah.
I felt hopeless. I felt hopeless watching that video. And I know we all did. I'm tired of this shit. We all tired of it. We're tired. You should be too. My dad was a cop. In this city, for 30 years. I grew up wanting to be a cop. Not anymore. Never again. It's a disgrace to the badge. You guys are better than that. You know better. Accountability. We all know it. We learned it. That's good days. You know it now too. There's good in all of you. But you're not showing it. You're not showing it. There's good in all of us. But goddamn, there's a lot of evil in this world too. And I'm tired of that shit too.
Swallow it!
You guys, this is our city, man. You want it to burn to the ground? We don't. We want you to recognize us. See us. See me. See me. We don't need riot gear. Here, I need that form. Come and talk like a man. Come talk like a man. That's what we need to do. Communicate. You're not willing to communicate, nothing's gonna get done. We're tired of dying, man. I'm tired of watching videos, people getting beat up, dying. I'm tired
tired of that shit. We can't take it no more. We're not. Nobody is. The whole world is watching. The whole world.
Autumn breeze, a spring tease, summer days and winter nights. The seasons change, and that's a fact, is it not? Domo arigato. Ha. Danke. Merci. Thank you. So check it out, girl. Boys do the right thing, you're in this too. Come on, be real, now can we count on you to be strong and to love us right through thin and thick with your heart and your soul, not the size from your dick. The chosen one. Society's got its priorities wrong. The schools are closing down. Don't be messing with our future. Black babies, white babies, quarter Puerto Ricans, 2/6 Chinese. Any combination you could possibly imagine. They're just as important as the ground that we walk on. People are people, you know what I mean? Even a baby with a portable phone attached to his buggy and pushed by a clone. In the black market, baby, that unwanted baby. For $50,000, it belonged to the rich lady. Didn't like his face. She said it didn't matter because her husband was a surgeon. Breaks my heart.
Operate on a baby? Sick.
Hey, what's that sitting in my lap? Why, it's the next generation. And do you know what comes from the best love in the world you could possibly ever have? Yes, it's the next generation. And is it true that even though they keep you awake at night, sometimes a mess on your clothes that you worry about whether it's really worth the sacrifices that we all have to make, no matter how rich or poor? Why, yes, they're the next generation, honey. Honey. You know, you see some people, you look at them right, old people, guys on the corner holding on, girls, right, walking along arm in arm, spitting on the pavement or whatever, and you wonder, right, if they've forgotten or if they just can't remember that they ever were small one time, 'cause cause God knows we got to save the babies, right? Cause if we don't save the babies, we ain't gonna have a world to live in, right? And God knows we love this world, right? Ain't that right? So right. Right,
right, right, right.
Right.
We're thick. Our genetics are thick. The world is thick. The negativity is thick.